Okay, good afternoon, everyone. We'll call to order the Appropriations Subcommittee on Higher Education. Administrative Assistant, please call the roll.
Mr. Chairman.
I'm here.
Senator Perry. Senator Bradley.
Here.
Senator Farmer. Senator Lee. Senator Simpson. Senator Stewart. Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
Thank you, and let the record reflect that President Lee and Senator Farmer are excused from today's meeting. Okay, Senators, we're going to take up tab one, which is our only tab today, and it's a presentation of the Governor's Fiscal Year Recommendation 2018-2019 for the Department of Education and the Board of Governors. We have two presenters today. We have Pam Stewart, Commissioner of Education. You're welcome to come on up, and we have a seat for you. And Brandi Gunder, Governor Scott's Education Coordinator. And we're going to start with Ms. Gunder. Welcome, and thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're recognized.
Thank you for the honor of being here today to present Governor Scott Securing Florida's Future Budget. I'm Brandi Gunder, the Governor's Education Policy Coordinator. I'd like to thank the Governor's staff for their hard work in preparing these recommendations. I will do a quick overview of the Governor's budget and then his recommendation for the state university system, and Commissioner Stewart will be presenting the college and student financial aid budgets. Governor Scott Securing Florida's Future Budget highlights the following priorities that the Governor emphasizes as he travels the state every day. Tax cuts for Florida's families, jobs for Florida families, education for Florida students, protecting Florida's environment, keeping Florida's residents and tourists safe, and ensuring a healthy future. This slide presents an overall picture of the Governor's budget proposal for fiscal year 18-19 by policy area. On the left is the total recommendation, and on the right is the general revenue. Education spending at $25.1 billion is the second largest funded area in the state budget. Education receives the most general revenue. Over 50%, or $16.7 billion of the state's general revenue budget, is spent on educating our children. Of the $87.4 billion Governor Scott has recommended, $25.1 billion is provided for education, which represents historic state operating funding for state colleges and historic total and state operating funding for Florida's universities. The Governor's record investment in education ensures our students are gaining the knowledge needed to prepare them for higher education and beyond. $2.04 billion in funding for state colleges, of which, again, $1.24 billion is historic state operating funding, and $4.26 billion in historic funding for Florida's universities, of which $2.46 billion is state operating funding. Governor Scott, again, makes performance funding a priority in his budget by providing a total of $810.6 million for colleges, university, and workforce. This includes a record investment of $670.6 million in performance funding for Florida's universities and $120 million for Florida's colleges. The Governor provides $420.6 million in funding for the Bright Future Scholarship Program. This funding includes an additional $23.4 million to fully fund the academic scholars at 100% of tuition and fees, which includes the tuition differential and technology. The slide before you demonstrates the Governor's commitment to Florida's universities by recommending...
Ms. Gunder, I just want to get a quick clarification. Did we put forward a proposal to fund the medallion at 75%. The Governor's recommendation does not include that, or does?
Yes, sir. His recommendation maintains it at current year.
Keeps that current year. Okay, thank you.
This slide shows the historic funding of $4.26 billion. This is an all-time high total in state operating funding and an increase of $3.8 million over current year. Some highlights from the state university system recommendation include, again, continuing the commitment to performance funding by providing $670.6 million, of which $15 million is new state funding, and also maintaining preeminence and emerging preeminence funding. Chair, would you like to do questions at the end?
We'll see if there are any questions at this point. Senators have questions? Okay, and you may be called back up later if there are questions, but then not, we'll move to the commissioner. Commissioner, welcome. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Chair, and it's an honor for me to be here
with you today and present the governor's college budget as well as the student financial aid. This chart demonstrates the operating fund recommendation for the Florida college system of 2.04 total operating dollars, 2.04 billion total operating dollars, and Brandy has already told you that is historic state funding of $1.24 billion. The budget supports the 324,109 full-time equivalent students at a per-student funding of $6,285. This budget has performance funding of $120 million, which Brandy has told you, and that includes $30 million new state investment in the performance funding. There's also $14 million for performance incentives for those earning industry certifications in high-demand areas, bringing it to a total of $14 million. With student financial aid, the Bright Future Scholarship fully funds the program for 96,859 students, roughly 800 students more than the current fiscal year. Governor also recommends $23.4 million to fully fund the academic scholars, as Brandy has already told you. That is the 100% tuition and fees, and that includes the tuition differential and technology fee. And with that, Chair, I will turn it back to you for potential questions.
Okay. No, I appreciate it. And the presentation is pretty straightforward. Do any of the senators have any specific questions? Otherwise, we will take the presentation and digest it. Okay, see no questions. Appreciate it. And thank you for being here, and you have a little extra time this afternoon. Senators, do we have any other business to come before this committee? See, this is what happens when it's like the last committee before the holidays. It's like when I was in high school. Anyway, seeing no further business, Senator Stewart moves we adjourn.